And this is news from WAKY. I'm Rich Gimmel, Dateline Saigon. More communist attacks in South Vietnam. The U.S. command this morning says...
During the night, the enemy conducted about 45 harassing attacks by indirect fire against the United States, Free World, and Republic of Vietnam units and installations throughout the country in his continuing offensive. A rocket attack against the city of Saigon is included in the figure.
The U.S. command also says one civilian was killed in those attacks on Saigon. In Saigon, the most powerful Buddhist leader in South Vietnam, Trich Tri Quang, has accused the United States today of helping the Saigon government repress Buddhists. Tri Quang called a news conference in Saigon to protest a 10-year jail sentence for a monk convicted of pro-communist activities. He said no violence is planned, but he added, "We have other forms of protest." In Moscow, a crowd of Russians gathered in front of the Chinese embassy today for what appeared to be a spontaneous protest against border conflicts with Red China. The Russians shook their fists and shouted, and a rock went sailing through an embassy window. The demonstration followed new armed clashes on the Soviet-Chinese border this weekend. Both Russia and China claimed to have thrown back invaders of the Damansky Island in the Usui River, the island claimed by both countries. In Tel Aviv, Israeli jets penetrated 20 miles inside Jordan today to strafe and bomb three Arab guerrilla bases. One strike only 6 miles south of the capital of Amman, Jordan. Louisville, at least one of three men who late last night attempted a robbery in Hasnor's parking lot at Barrett and Oak, now obviously regretting that attempted robbery. 39-year-old Joseph M. Davis of 6860 Green Meadow Circle says he was accosted by three hoodlums as he entered his car after dining. The hood said this is a stick-up. Davis then pulled a 38 caliber revolver from his pocket and fired at the trio. One of the attackers, 18-year-old Donnell Flippins of the 4800 block of Vermont, fell to the pavement with a shot in the back. He's in general hospital this morning. Serious condition. He's paralyzed from the waist down. The other two members of the trio fled the scene. Davis reported okay. In Covington, some 1,000 poor people gathered in Covington yesterday to demonstrate for greater representation on Kentucky's area development councils. The Covington rally, the second of 15 staged in the campaign to win more representation, and a spokesman for the group said a third one is scheduled on Tuesday in Lexington. At Fort Campbell, tight military security has been thrown over a reunion at Fort Campbell between a Vietnam War prisoner and his family. Army Specialist 5 Robert Pryor of Oak Ridge, Tennessee, was released recently from a Cambodian prison. Army officials said his arrival has been delayed by the need for medical examinations. In Frankfurt, a second Democrat has entered the race for the office of state auditor. That office left vacant by the recent death of Clyde Conley. The second candidate is Johnny Green of Sandy Hook, Kentucky. Green sought the job as auditor in 1967, but was narrowly defeated by Conley. He joins Mary Louise Faust of Shelbyville. She's also seeking the post. In Louisville, Kentucky's 1969 traffic fatality toll rises to 170 this date, with the death last night of 60-year-old Oscar Gellenwater of Fort Blackmore, Virginia. Gellenwater was killed in a two-car collision in Middlesboro on U.S. 25E through March the 16th last year. 158 persons had died in Kentucky highway fatality traffic accidents. WAKY News Time now is 10:45. On the sports scene, in Kentucky high school basketball regional finals last night, in the first, it was Paducah-Tillman over Ballard Memorial 54-49. In the second, Hopkinsville topped Union County 62-60. In the third region, Ohio County 74, Greenville 64. In the fourth region, Franklin Simpson 70, Auburn 52. In the fifth, it was Bardstown 68, Hart Memorial 67. In the sixth district, Central topped Thomas Jefferson Central, the number one team in Kentuckiana high school basketball, Central over Thomas Jefferson 57-53. In the 7th region, St. X 81, Manual 60. In the 8th, it was Shelby County over Georgetown 64-46. In the 9th, it was Covington Catholic 77, Covington Holmes 69. In the 10th, it was Clark County 85, Mason County 57. In the 11th, it was Richmond Madison 81, Lexington Lafayette 65. In the 12th, it was Monticello over Hazel Green 61-50. In the 13th region, Harlan topped Middlesboro 60-52. In the 14th, it was Hazard 82, Wolf County 43. In the 15th, Maytown over Wayland 63-60. And in the 16th region, Ashland 84, Menifee County 51. From the WAKY Community Bulletin Board, the Oval Door Coffee House at 306 West Chestnut, open on Friday and Saturday, 8 p.m. till 12 midnight. Folk entertainers welcome to perform the Oval Door, sponsored by the YWCA. Just ahead of much more music and Tom Scott, WAKY weather calling for sunny and warmer today and tomorrow, clear and cold tonight. Today's high 52, low tonight 25, high tomorrow 54. Outlook for Tuesday, sunny and mild. Rain chances are non-existent through tomorrow. Currently, relative humidity standing at 50%, winds out of the southeast at 5 miles an hour. Under a clear Louisville sky, it's 37 degrees. And this is Rich Gimmel, WAKY News. That's what's happening today, March 16th, 1969.
March 16th, 1959.
It's late.